Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
All right, let's not forget the website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. That is an important one, folks. Not only great info, but you pre-register on the site and get involved with all the great webinars and events that Craig James has. Pretty much averaging about once a week with that, by the way. Vital, vital information you need to know. Yesterday, the Dow finished at 326 on the downside. And the futures market, when we last looked, was down about 173. We'll update that for you. Of course, the big news yesterday is inflation. As far as what it meant for April, 8.3%. Inflation surging higher than expected, 8.3 in April. And that stays near its steepest level in decades. As we await what happens next, Federal Reserve scrambling to kind of cool it off with a series of rate hikes. That's rattled a lot of folks. But somehow, some way, the resiliency is always there. We know that. As we welcome in Mr. Ferentino here on a Thursday morning. Sir, how are you?
Good, Jay. Very good introduction. Excellent introduction. Nothing to say after that. No, we're mixed. Yeah, equities were certainly lower yesterday on the heels of a report, you know, that showed that inflation continues to run at 40-year highs. 40-year highs. Investors really are selling their risk assets, which sadly could be a lot of names that you would know. And you're seeing Bitcoin falling to, I think it ended at 25,600. This was was 66,000 on the high for one Bitcoin. Amazing. The decline in Bitcoin. Anyway, oil was up more than 5% to $105 a barrel after it was trading below 100 yesterday. And you started to look at the supply and demand factor there. And we see there is also Asian shares are higher. The 10-year finished around 2.9%. So the data came in yesterday. So they were expecting it was 8.5 of inflation the month before. All analysts are expecting 8.1, which kind of showed, you know, okay, things are slowing up. But it came in at 8.3%. Most of that increased prices on food and energy, which kept it up there. And those are two things that every American spends on. So everybody's noticing this now. So it's no longer, I look at the 9 o'clock hour, Jay, and I'm flipping channels. I'm looking at the financial news. I was trying to settle down last night. One cable news station, 9 o'clock, you think, what's very important? One station had, okay, inflation, how it's crushing America and more people feeling it. Okay, that sounds pretty honest. I go to another channel. They're talking about some culture war issue with, some Supreme Court ruling. That was full-blown on the top line. You always want to know who's the top line information. Flip another channel, and they're talking about January 6th, number one story. And I'm like, well, okay, so it's like a tale of three Americas here. Everybody's paying more. I filled up. It was $73. Jay, it's hurting. This is really hurting people. God help you if you're a diesel truck owner, you know, or you're trying to deliver things. And what happens if there's a shortage in tires or something simple like that? You know, like, oh, we can't get rubber or something. And next thing you know, the trucks can't transport goods. We could be under trouble very, very soon. We haven't seen the cost of veggies yet, if you could, or any scarcity, because there was a big fertilizer shortage, and the farmers couldn't afford the fertilizer, which is in part based on petroleum. So, anyway, we're getting some negative readings today. Maybe things will slow up. We have some basic stock news, and Jay, I want you to comment on that. So, just hold your thoughts there. But we also feel that you're starting to see some moves also from Beyond Meat is plunging more than 25%. After the meat alternative company reported wider than expected loss. Walt Disney declined 5% yesterday after they reported their earnings, and they're showing higher operating losses. And there was one firm, one major firm. Where is it now anyway? Let me get you a price at Disney. It's because Disney came from, Disney was as high as $187. It's trading at 100. and $5 closing yesterday, opening this morning at $100.89, down another 4% pre-market. So that's one of the things bringing the Dow futures down is what Disney's trading at pre-market. 8:30, we're going to get some economic news. We're going to get the producer price index. So maybe there's some, maybe there's a silver lining in here. Not all is lost, but it's been a very, very interesting market. Investors are stressed. Consumers are stressed. They're maybe thinking about not taking that road trip this summer. Things have just gotten a lot more expensive, Jay. We're in a little bit of a jam, and we have the administration really just, I guess he's campaigning. I don't know, hasn't really brought any ideas. They're spending money on things, but it's outside of our country, so I don't know. We're in a pickle right now, Jay.
We are, and, you know, quite frankly, you know, with the president coming on the other day talking about how to curb this stuff, you know, to me, it was the pinnacle of it all as far as his presidency, because once again, he's as disingenuous as you could have it, you know, telling nothing but fabrications, you know, Putin's caused the pumps to go with it. You know, it's like we're so in tune, okay? We're so in tune with these falsehoods already. And you know what's really sad? What's really sad here is the fact that so many people are struggling right now, and there's no end in sight. Really, all of this stuff happening right now, this will remain with us for the next 7 months, unfortunately. And that's what's going to happen. I mean, the struggles are going to continue. There's no real plan in place. Now, listen, it's about policy. You know, you bring up fertilizer, which is a key component in all of this stuff. That's an easy fix, okay? That's an easy fix. Fertilizer is such a key component to a lot of the things in life that we enjoy, you know? And it's made with, you know, natural gas products. So figure that out as far as the cost and everything else. Listen, it's about policy. It can be flipped around easily, but it won't because of the political nature of it all. That's the sad part. And it's costing people the way to live. And that is just unforgivable, okay? Absolutely unforgivable. I can't say enough about it. I was on the Midday Show yesterday, and I kind of elaborated a little bit more. But the sad reality is the struggles will continue for many, unfortunately. And it's a real tough time right now in this country, like we have never seen.
So you really touch to the essence of how people feel. I just worry about investors, you know, and this is their – this is their 401ks, this is their 403bs, if they work for a hospital or an education, this is their 457 if you're law enforcement. You know, this is people are seeing some real pain in these numbers. People think that maybe some of this is controlled, meaning it's like a controlled burn of a forest fire, but some people are hanging in there, some people are just throwing in the towel. And people are calling, so we have to do it on a case-by-case basis on how we are to help it. We'll talk more about it on Friday. Let's do the producer price index for today, and we'll, as we await some more earnings.